Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing? And God bless you. And Happy New Year. Well, at least it'll be the new year coming in. By the time I finish this show, the new year will not be in. But I want you to all know that we're saying thank you and God bless you for listening to this show. We're trying to get people to start realizing what we're doing. And one of the things that we're doing is trying to make people understand the importance of this show. This is the only show that we want to let you realize for the new year coming up that's going to be dealing with providing solutions on anything. You think you got a problem? Well, guess what? We'll bet you that we can find a solution that'll help you resolve that. You think you don't understand what's going on? Well, hey, we'll try to make it as simple as possible so you will know what's going on. You don't have that information you'd like to have. Guess what? We're going to hope to provide you all the information that you should have. And therefore, we're going to provide what nobody else has been providing in many, many years. An answer to what we think is our problem. A solution that can make a difference. Most of all, something that will help us understand who we are talking to and what we're talking about. People, understand something. We're not here to try to guarantee anything. But what we are here to do is make it so that you understand that whatever situation that exists, if you don't understand it and you ask us the question, our job is to try to make it as simple as possible so that you will understand what is going on. But even more than that, after you do understand what's going on, we will tell you what you can possibly do to change the situation to your advantage. That's not something that we're saying, well, hey, possibly, maybe you should. We want to say this very, very honestly. We're trying to get you to understand this is not a me issue. This is a we issue. We want you to feel that whatever you think that you might have a problem with, we want to make sure that it's not a problem. We want to make sure that you understand what can be done. But keep it in mind, things are starting to happen. We can't make things happen unless we understand what is going on. There will be no changes unless we make these changes. So understand something. Everything that we think we know, we don't know anything about. Everything that we think we should be able to discuss cannot be discussed the way we think about it. It can be discussed. It can help others. But the most important thing right now, how to make this work for us. How to make this do something that was never done before. How to make something happen that we have never taken into consideration. We never looked at things the way we should be looking at it today. What are we not looking at? How to move forward. What is it we are not looking at is how to make people realize that if we do the right thing and work together, it's not about how what will happen or how it will happen. It's about what do we do after. How do we deal with it after? What is it that we're missing out on? That's important. And that's what's not actually happening for our best interest. The issue is I'm looking at people who don't fully understand what's going on. I'm looking at people who is not doing the right thing because they don't understand it. And that's what scares me. What is it that we're supposed to do? What is it that we're supposed to understand? What is it that we fully don't comprehend? And most of all, why is it that things are happening that does not give us a chance to do the right thing? Why is it that we cannot get people to do the right thing at all times? Not sometimes, not maybe, at all times. Well, one of the problems that I was looking at and I started realizing this is who are we dealing with? Because Big City here is trying to get you to understand something. This system does not change until we change it. You can forget about all the politicians and all those who's in power in society. They don't want to change this. If they did, we might stand a chance to make something happen. They don't want to change it because they are trying to see how much power and money they can make. Power and money, people think is the same thing. It isn't. There's three forms of power. One is money. The other is people. And the third is politics. Now, most of the times, people with money actually feel that they can control situations because their money allows them to buy people who allow themselves to be bought. There's a big difference. If I want to be bought, then there, money is your power. But if I don't want to be bought, and I am able to organize the people, now all of a sudden, that money means nothing. Because people can make a big decision and make things public. Excuse me. That the politicians, that the society, meaning the people who has a lot of money, don't want to hear. And I don't blame them for not wanting to hear it. Because to hear it means they're losing something. They didn't have the power they thought they originally had. That gets scary. When people think they had something, and we find out that they don't have it, well, that's what's called a problem. Not for us per se, but for those who's considered the leaders who they think if they assassinate, this will end. And in most cases, that was true. They assassinated somebody. Guess what? That issue ended. I mean, let's look at Elvis. Let's look at Martin Luther King. Let's look at the Kennedys. Because the first thing wasn't taught. It's not about me being a leader. I'm not. But it is about me re-educating y'all so that we understand we are all leaders. The principle of being a leader, though, is to let the people vote for you because they feel you're the best person who will represent the organization as a whole. That's what the situation should be about. That is what was missing in many circumstances. We did not use our heads. We did not have the ability to make the change because we was unorganized. We was brainwashed. One of our biggest brainwashing was before you can help anybody else, you got to help yourself. But what they was brainwashing to believe, it's about money. And in truth, that's not true. The system says before you can help anybody else, you got to help yourself. The principle is knowledge. If you got the knowledge and you can bring other people who have knowledge and work together, now y'all can make the money. See, they want you to believe that if you're out there alone, you have to make that money. And if you are out there alone and you make that money, in most cases, I mean, let's look at it. P. Diddy, let's look at Jay-Z and a few others. They may not know this, But they have the finances to know how to change things. They just don't have the knowledge to know how to. They may have the ability to make money, but they don't know how to use money. See, if I make money and don't know how to use it, and all I'm doing is spending it, in due time, if I'm not careful and that money starts being made, I could go broke. P. Diddy's got a jet that he can't even fly anymore, but he bought it because he had the money. But the reason he can't fly it, the gas is so much that it will cost him and possibly break him. And I don't blame him, but the problem is because it is a nice jet, I don't think he can sell it because unless it's big enough where one of the, different air companies buys it from him, he's not going to make no money. Nobody really wants to buy it. They may buy it at a very big discount, but that's all they might buy it at. People don't realize when you try to buy things to impress people in due time, it can cost you. Here's a jet. It's like when you buy a one-family house. I don't know how many people bought a one-family house from a mansion on down, and many of them were not able to maintain it. What does the word maintain mean? To keep it up, to pay for all expenses on a regular basis. Because, you see, if it was a mansion, whatever land they had, most of those areas that gave you a mansion made certain requirements. One of them was to make sure you had it properly lawned at least maybe, once a week? Then you have to keep all your bushes and trees properly trimmed. I mean, and this can cost you money. If you got a $10 million mansion, most likely it can cost you up to $250,000 a year just to maintain it, not counting how you want to pay for all your expenses. And when I say expenses, you're talking about the mortgage. I mean, it can go, that $250,000 is most likely just to maintain the property and everything around it. You got a pool, hey, you got to keep that clean. You can't allow things because they will try to find you if they find out about it. They will make you pay one way or another. The secret about being rich is knowing how to use your money, not to make you look good, but to help other people, and that will definitely make you look good. The issue that a lot of people don't realize today is how do we deal with this? And in all truth and honesty, we don't. We don't know how to. That's why I like to speak to people and say, we'd like you in due time to ask questions. That's what this show is about, to make sure that you can ask a question so we can try to give you an answer for it. The biggest problem that we found out that's existing today is that nobody's trying to give you any solutions. They can hear you. They can hear what you say. They can understand, but they're not trying to give you any solutions. Why? Because solutions means that society can't control you. Working collectively means that we might, in due time, control society. Everything that they're trying to keep hidden from us, hey, by us not understanding what's going on, we also keep those secrets from ourselves. You cannot believe that people will help you out when they're looking for a chance not to help you out. It's nothing personal. Strictly, when it comes down to finance and the society, they will tell you it's strictly business. They're scared that if you become collectively organized, you don't need them. And if you don't need them, then you might teach others how not to need them. And when they feel that you can collectively teach others how not to need them, now all that money they have, they got to worry about how much you're going to make. Because now you can challenge them. That gets scary. you can actually challenge them. You can make them do something that they never counted on. You can make them do something that they never thought was possible. Okay? The issue here is, how do you go about doing it? How do you make people do what you know they should be doing? How do you go about making people do their job? How do you make people fully understand and comprehend how to make things do what nobody else thought could be done? That can get scary. And that's what they're worried about. Nothing else. Just how you can control you. How to make you understand that they think they have the final decision. That when they say something, you have to listen. If they tell you that you're not making the proper decisions, you're going to have to realize something is wrong. But they're not going to tell you. They want you to understand. They feel they control what's going on. And to some extent, they're right. To some extent, they can get you to do things that no one else could get you to do because they got you scared. They've got you, society and everything else, brainwashed to believe you must have a job. We want to teach you that jobs is not necessary. And here's the key part. We do not have to go by what society tells us. I mean, what is it that they're telling us? Let's understand what's going on. Let's understand what is it that we're looking at. And most of all, what is it that we can do and no one else really understands? Well, first, we're making mistakes. Second, we're allowing people to make decisions for us. What does that mean? Well, it simply means they're going to try to get you to believe that they should get you to understand. Okay? What is it that we're looking at? Well, we don't get the help we're supposed to get. What is it that we think we should get? Well, that's nice, but it's not to our best interest. Because they want you to understand something. When they make decisions, their decisions is not going to be concerning us. It's going to be concerning what they decided they wanted to do. Nothing more, nothing less. How to get people to realize anything? Well, you can't, truthfully. The reason you can't is because they don't want you to. They don't want you to feel you have something that they can't control. They don't want you to believe that whatever decisions you make, you should have the right to say, that's what they're going to make and we're not going to do anything else. That's a good issue. That's going to stay a great issue. But the biggest problem, what is it we're trying to achieve? When we talk about welfare, or we want to talk about ACS, which is Administrative Children's Services, or we want to talk about DHS, Department of Homeless Services, or we want to talk about NYCHA, New York City Housing Authority, We want to talk about, hey, the problem is we can keep on talking about everything. But what are we going to do to change it? That's the issue. No more, no less. What is it that we need to do? What is it that we did not do? And most of all, how do we go about making changes? How do we go about getting people to understand we did not like what happened? How do you go about getting people to understand that this is not about what you think? This is about what should we actually do? What is it we need to get people to stand up for? I'm looking at people every day, but I get the same situation. The situation is, what is it we are accomplishing? How do we go about making these things work for us? Well, I've been saying this, I'm repeating myself, and I will say it again. It's not a me issue. It's a we issue. It's not about what we think. It's not about what we hope might happen. None of that means a thing. Please keep that in mind. It means nothing. What does mean something is, how do you get something to work for you? And that's the problem. You can't. People may talk to you, but they're going to deprive you of getting the opportunity to move ahead, make a choice, make a decision. Well, that's not something that you can say you will have any control over. You won't. Okay? You won't have any control because they don't want you to have none. There's no problem there. The problem is, what do we fully understand? How do we deal with these issues? That's what we need to know how to deal with. Move forward on. Make people understand that this is not somebody else's decision. This is ours. And we've decided how we would like to make this decision. Decision is not going to be made against anyone else. Because we need to understand that this decision affects us, not someone else. It's going to keep on affecting us because I will say it repeatedly, homelessness is not an accident. It is well planned. Whether we like it or not, the statement is factual. Homelessness is not an accident. It is well planned. And what that means is, guess what? From what we estimated, homelessness may have been set up as far back as 40 years ago, planned to make sure that you could not change anything. The only thing you were doing was trying to make yourself think that you knew something. Well, in all truth and honesty, you didn't know nothing. They wasn't against you. They just didn't want you involved with nothing. They didn't want you to believe that you had any input. Because if you had input, then there would be a major, major problem. Once you have input, you can help make the decision. They don't want you to help make the decisions. They want you to realize whatever decision they make, you're supposed to go along with. Whatever decision they decide that you need, that's supposed to be the end of this discussion. Nothing wrong. And that's where we keep on running into a problem. We do not fully understand that everything that we're doing is not based on what we believe. Because if we understood what we are fully doing, we wouldn't be doing many of these things. It would be over with. And that's the end of the conversation. You wouldn't need to explain nothing. The reason you wouldn't need to explain nothing, because there would be other people who is looking at you and making decisions for you. They're not saying you don't have the right to make a decision. They're saying that you should not be able to make that decision. And the reason you shouldn't be able to make that decision is because once you do, then they can't control you. They can't make your decision for you. Okay? What is going on? Well, we have to fully understand the major issues here. And the major issues is, who is it that we're talking to? What is it that we're talking about? How much control do they have? What is it that we are allowed to discuss? How can we get these people to understand what we are doing? Please keep in mind, no one, and I mean no one, will fully believe anything that you're saying when you're trying to convince somebody, hey, what's going on? They're not interested because they actually believe that what's going on is something that they believe they have some control over. They make decisions, at least that's what they believe they're doing, that they're making decisions. The problem is, whose decision? What is this about? How do people go about understanding what needs to be done? Well, guess what? You won't ever know. Not because somebody said that you shouldn't. You won't ever know because they don't want you to. There's a problem. What is the problem? How to go forward. How to make people understand what is actually happening. People don't want to understand this. They don't need to, because the moment they fully understand that they are in danger, that scares them. There's no doubt about it. It scares them. People don't like to believe that somebody's controlling them. People don't like to believe that they have no power. People do believe that they should be able to make a difference. The question is, they can't show you how to do so. They can't make you understand what is going on. And then they'll try to say that you should have known. Known what? What is it that you should have known? See, the people that's in position are not going to tell you that there's a problem. They're going to get you to believe that you may have caused the problem. They're going to try to get you to believe that you could resolve it by just doing nothing and sitting back and allowing them to keep the control. That makes sense to them.
And to some people who's on the wrong end of the stick, it might even make sense to them. But the realistic point is that you're not going to find anybody who you can convince that what they're doing about trying to help themselves is wrong. They want you to believe that because you're the only person they can deal with. You're the only one that they expect to not have to listen, but at least realize that, oh, you're supposed to be weak. People who are weak, they can control. People who are not weak, they cannot control. People who don't fully understand what is going on, well, that's going to become a problem. The issue is, how do you deal with it? And that's what they don't want you to know. You will not know how to deal with it. You won't understand what is going on. The only thing you will know is that they do not want you to know anything as of this moment. It's not about blame. They know that. But they want you to think it's about blaming you, getting you to feel that it's your fault. Why don't you listen to what they're telling you? They could help you if you'd listen. I found out it's a squeaky wheel that gets you up. What that simply means is every time when I was in the shelter system from 1984 to 1985, I did a little over 18 months. The problem was that they first told me that for me to be able to get coffee, I had to get sick, go to the hospital, whether by ambulance or whatever, most likely walk back, but here's the cute part, now they're getting coffee for any doctor appointments. I found out later on they were using our coffee for their own expenses, and this was at Harlem One. This was in 1984 when I first went in there. Then they turned around and told us, well, before we can help you with any housing, you must spend at least 18 months in the system. Found out that was another lie, too. Not because they were trying to say that. They were doing what they wanted, with whom they wanted. Perfect example, because I was organizing, getting homeless to realize that there's a lot of lies, made the system have to do things they did not want to do. We started finding out that 5 to 6 months after I was in the system, there was a Mr. Lyons who entered the system. Now, he was a nice guy. I got to give him a lot of respect. Mr. Lyons was treated as the assistant to the director. Now, I don't know if he's still in the system. I don't really believe so, because I believe that if he saw, and I believe he saw quite a bit, I don't think he could have kept on just letting it go. But it did happen. But after the 5 to 6 months, Mr. Lyon came in. He spoke to everybody. And I believe the big bosses told him, give me an apartment. Now, they offered me an apartment after being there 5 to 6 months, not 18. So I gave that apartment to one of our members who was over 2 years. They found me another apartment. Well, I realized what was going on, but I gave that to another one of our members who was over 18 months. They found me another apartment. When I gave that one away is when they decided that they couldn't buy me. I found out 2 years later they had 50 apartments and there was over 4,000 singles. Actually, I know it's a lot more than that, but they said 4,000 singles. 4,000 singles for only 50 apartments, and they gave me 3 of them. That's when I realized it's the squeaky wheel that gets you up. They wasn't looking out for my best interests. They was worried about me causing a problem after I made sure, and a lot of people think that the WEP, Work Experience Program, came from the welfare. It did not. The WEP came from the shelter system, there was a guy who was offering, trying to make us work 20 hours for $12.50 a week. That was it. Or in different words so you can understand it, 62.5 cents an hour. Now, what bothered me is, how do you ask people to do work? But here's the strange part. You want to make them climb ladders and climb on top of boxes and other things, but you're not guaranteeing them that you're going to have a medical program for them. You gave them a 3-month so-called paper, not a Medicaid card. The state was supposed to provide you Medicaid, except it wasn't recognized in most facilities without the proper documentation to go along with it. How come? Why was it not recognized? I mean, let's be honest. You're telling me you're going to look out for our best interest, but for some reason, you can't make a decision on what is happening or what needs to happen, how it needs to be able to change what's going on. Please, there are some questions. There's some major, major questions. And yet, at the same time, there's a problem. The problem is, what was going on? The problem is, what is happening? And who is it happening to? What was happening that actually helped people do what needed to be done? People kept on saying things, but nobody observed what was going on. What was people doing that nobody else felt like they could do? What was it that made people fully comprehend that, oh, we don't fully understand? Well, you didn't have to understand. What you had to do was look at what was beneficial and how was it beneficial and who was it beneficial to and what would be the issues and what could be happening to benefit anybody, how they could look out for each other, because they don't want you to look out for each other. When you're homeless, that's the most important thing to do. Look out for each other. Make sure that everything that's being done is being done under the right circumstances. But most of all, make sure that people comprehend without a doubt how to make things work beneficially. That was a problem. Not somebody else's problem. That was our problem, being homeless. I knew that. I didn't blame somebody else or tell them what did they do that was wrong. They didn't do anything. They didn't know that they had any rights. They were denied this on an ongoing basis. They were denied this because other people wanted to believe that as long as you believed you couldn't do nothing, then they could control what was going on. And that wasn't a theory, that was a statement of fact. If you accepted what they told you, they felt that they could make a difference happen. Because guess what? They're supposed to be in charge. They're supposed to be able to do what they want. I mean, understand something. There's so much going on when people don't even begin to understand what is going on. We make the same mistakes repeatedly because we're counting on someone else to do for us. I'm not going to say anything to anybody because it actually causes a lot of things that starts to bother me. For some reasons, people do not realize what's going on in our lives. The mayor tries to hide it. The politicians try to hide it. You get all these major agencies, and they try to hide it. What is it that we're going to keep on understanding, or what is it that we're going to do about it? I keep on telling people, I'd like you all to do something for me. It's simple. Keep in touch with me. I want to tell you how you can keep in touch with me. First, you can call me. Okay? That's not a thing. You can actually call me. You can make things happen that should have happened a long time ago. Or you can allow things to keep on happening. That's not beneficial. And I don't mean that as a theory. I mean that as a statement of fact. Too many of us don't know what's going on, and we're not trying to find out. We're not trying to make someone think that they are doing something that will be beneficial to all of us. That's scary. And someone doesn't know what to do, and we're willing to allow them to believe that they have the right to make a decision, and we don't do anything to change it. People in this world is going to change, be only for one reason. Not because of me, but if we learn how to come together. Okay? I don't want to sit down here and get people to believe that they have any hope. Unless they get organized, they don't. People think, well, we can do something. But most of them are not thinking about we. They're thinking about me. What is it somebody going to do for me? How do they look out for me? And the issues that keeps on starting to come up is they don't. They're not looking out for you. Everything that they're trying to control is a lot of times about money. And who's going to get the money? Okay? Let's understand something. If you don't comprehend what is going on, you have the next hopeless. We don't plan. So because we don't plan, we don't do. Because we don't do, well, they take it for granted. They can control us. And they have been doing a great job of that. Oh, don't get it wrong. They have been doing a great job of controlling us. We keep on believing that we have something to say or something to do. In all truth and honesty, that's one of the biggest lies we've ever told to ourselves. We don't have the control. If we did, then we would not be complaining about what's happening to us. We would make things happen that would be more beneficial for us. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't want to realize that. They don't want to explain that in any way. Because to do so means that somebody is not explaining everything in detail. They're not going to want you to think in any way but one. They should be in charge. And it's just that simple. That's what society is about. They want to be in charge. There's nothing more, nothing less. They want to be. People don't realize this at this time, and they never will. Okay? If we don't realize what's going on, we're never going to realize how to change. If we don't learn to work together, that doesn't mean that all of us will suffer, but there'll be a many that will, because there's nothing there to benefit them. Who's going to look out for their futures? I don't believe that'll ever happen. I don't believe that people will look out for each other's best interests. For what purpose? There is none to look out, because no people believe like what society tells us. Before you can help anybody else, you got to help yourself. And they believe financially. The catcher is, because you believe that, that means that you're going to look at what people can financially provide for you. And because you believe that, you're going to lose out on the deal. You're not going to be that person who's going to be able to say, I'm making these decisions. They're not going to allow you to make these decisions. They'll listen to you, they'll talk to you, but they won't allow you to make these decisions. The decisions are going to be something that you need to understand. And for you to understand it, you first got to give in to it. They don't want you to believe anything else, so you got to give in to what they're telling you. As long as you believe them, they think, they want you to believe they can do something for you. It's not the same thing. I do something for you means I'm looking out for your best interest. They're looking out for their best interest. They're looking out for what can be provided for them. They're looking at how to deal with these issues, how to make people understand that this is something that they're going to decide. They're not deciding it because they feel they're doing it to your best interest. They want you to understand you can't do something that will hurt them. They want you to feel that they will give you opportunities as long as you ignore everybody else and only help yourself. That they're not arguing, they're not resentful. They're just telling you. They want this type of circumstance to be set up. It's to their benefit. It's to their interest. It's to their well-being, to keep and make more. They just want you not to work with anybody else. They'll even pay you better than the average dollar you normally get. They might sit down and give you 10 times that amount, as long as they feel you are a danger, that you have some intelligence. But what you don't understand is that 10 times the amount that they're willing to give you, that's chump change what you can actually make. When people start getting organized, it's not about a few dollars, it's about quite a few dollars. It's not about chump change, it's about major, major money. Because once people start working together, you'll never believe what they can do and how they can go about making things work for their best interest. Once I understand how much money I have, I understand what am I looking for. Am I looking for a few dollars? Or am I looking for a few $1,000,000? Am I looking for money that will help me? Or am I looking out for money that will help us? You see, society needs you to believe that you can get money to help you, and you can. There's no denying it. They'll give it to you. As long as they think you're a danger, you have some power, They will give you that money to make sure that you don't do anything. Understand what I'm saying. Let's say you've never made $10,000 a year, but they really believe that they can get you. But they're willing to offer you $150,000 to do exactly what they want you to do. Be in control. Make sure that everybody understands that you're the boss. And that's the end of the story. Don't lead them anywhere. If you feel you can have a few people, maybe you might make recommendations and maybe the system will give it to you to keep you in a position of not being active, not being organizer, not to change the system, but to accept it for what it is. That's what's so dangerous. We accept the system for what it is. We don't make any changes. We don't explain to people what we can do. We don't ask questions. We appreciate what we think they're doing for us. They're not doing nothing for you. They want to keep a control over you. Because as long as I got you doing exactly what I want, I'm in a position of power. Because I know you, who had the ability to make some changes, hey, you looked at the money and you stopped and tried to make the change. You took that bribe. You took that payoff. You accepted the excuse that this was for your family. Man, that's one of the biggest lies we do to ourselves over the years. Perfect example is BET, Black Entertainment Television. It was started by a black man. I haven't heard from him after when he started. I don't know how much he started with, but I know it started out with nowhere near. But they bought it for over, I think it was either $1, $2, maybe even $3 billion. Meaning society didn't want people to be in a situation where they could do more. The problem was he didn't realize it. Oh, yeah, he took the money and he could probably spend the rest of his life living well. But how many other people is he actually helping? I don't really feel that BET was a station that was really helping people. He just got the money and they started getting groups together and they started appearing on his television. And all that was nice. But they were sounding like they was afraid that he was going to take BET and make it to help blacks. Now, maybe he would have, and maybe he wouldn't have. I don't know. I do know this, though. Nothing occurred. Meaning, there was, for some reason, they about bought that. They must have made him sign a contract if he wanted that money. That means he was never to be active in anything else, because this is quite a few years ago, and I haven't heard that he was trying to do anything else. Now, with $1 billion, that's a lot of money. Most likely, unless you was really stupid, you couldn't spend it all. So, with $1 billion, he could do a bunch of things, but my problem with him is he didn't understand how valuable BET could have been. I could have made more than $1 billion by using BET under the right circumstances. That money was there. That money was coming in. He had an audience. He was basically dealing with nothing but entertainment. But he got very, very fortunate. He started developing a little news, even though the news was not really hitting on all the issues. He, to the system, was dangerous. It's better to give him a lot of money, have him sign a contract, and make sure that he can't do anything. I'm going to let y'all know, like I said before, where y'all can reach me at. My number is 646-713-8637. You can reach me between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Once it hits 7 p.m., everything stops because my show starts. And I'm going to say it again for those who didn't have a pen, and I'll probably repeat it later on this evening. My number is 646-713-8637. And all of those who would like to call in, you can call me at 424-675-8243. That is for people who want to ask questions only. This is not about a discussion. It's about telling us what you need and can we provide you information to help you out. Now, our organization and everything else is in New York City. We do not pretend that we know any other state law, but we do know a little bit of federal law, which applies to all 50 states. And if we can, we will try to give you something, at least in federal law, that you might be able to use to help yourself. People, keep this in mind. We've been telling people that you got to understand that you need to know the law. Just because you paid an attorney does not mean that that attorney will represent you properly. It just means you paid an attorney. And because the attorney understands that you don't understand what the attorney and the other lawyer and the judges are discussing, well, hey, for you know, they may be getting paid from you and also from the other side to make sure that you don't achieve nothing, because that has happened before. I'm not saying the majority. Most of the majority, I will give it honestly, are honest attorneys. But then there's situations where you don't always have an honest attorney. And that's why you need to understand that there's law libraries out here. And then you can also go to Barnes & Noble to buy law books and a law dictionary. Now, the Barnes & Noble I'm talking about, the only one that I know of in New York, is on 18th Street and 5th Avenue. Not the only one I know in New York, the only one I know in New York that actually sells law books. I don't know if any other Barnes & Noble does that, but I do know for years 18th Street has been selling law books. 18th Street has law dictionaries. People's got to stop sitting back and allowing things to occur. Truthfully, if we really get smart, we can start in due time by working collectively together to possibly not even worry about developing a law library, but paying so that all the legal documents and everything that's in the computer can be used. They won't allow you to use it in most cases, except when you are paying for it. Then you're entitled to all of it. You got Westlaw, and there's another one I forgot. We need to have these information available. Make sure that we understand how to use these law books. Have a printer, computer, everything set up. We need to go after this. We need to make sure that we can study case law, how to use Westlaw and all those other legal computers or legal sections of the computers, where we will make sure that everything is done properly, not because somebody else said so, but because we need to work collectively together. I'm going to give you a perfect example of what I mean by that. You can hire a lawyer once you get arrested to act as your criminal lawyer. The problem is the lawyer doesn't tell you while you're paying him for being your lawyer that he's not going to be able to do anything until he gets your discovery. Now, maybe you get once in a blue moon an attorney who will be honest enough to tell you this.
But in all truth and honesty, you don't hire an attorney. First, you let your 18B or your legal aid handle your case until you get discovery. Now, let me explain what discovery is. That's the evidence that the DA's office is using against you. Many circumstances, the DA just wants you to believe they have something, even when they don't. Especially when you know you're innocent. The idea is to intimidate you and get you to believe, well, you can get up to 10 years. I mean, if you don't plea bargain with us, you might go to jail for 10 years. I'm going to give you a little refresher course, which the DA doesn't tell you. Most likely, this is your first offense. You were never arrested before. You're never going to see 10 years unless you got a real crooked judge. But here's the second thing. When you sign pleading guilty, it's non-appealable, meaning you can't later on change your mind. You're going to go to jail unless you can prove who committed the crime that was not you. So your best bet is not to be involved. It is not to agree to something that later on you may regret, because you can't change your mind now. Sometimes it is better to be prepared to go to jail. But here's the strangest thing. What they're offering you as a plea bargain most likely may be what you might get, if not less, if you want to let it go to trial. And in many cases, if they don't really have a strong case, in many cases, if you know you didn't commit the crime, they don't have a strong case. You just got to know who to deal with that can help you get your case be looked at properly. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. If I'm in jail, if there's something that I'm going to first do after I get discovery, if I don't fully understand it, one, I should stay my butt while I'm in jail in a law library. Because if they send you to a jail, use the law library. Do not sit outside and whine and cry, because it's not going to change the fact. But if you use the law library, you might start finding information that helps you how to win your case and understand something. You don't count on your attorney. Your attorney's supposed to work with you. In many cases, the attorneys do not work with you. They try to tell you what they want you to do. Now, if they understand you know what you're doing, then a lot of times they'll work with you. But before then, you've got some attorneys that just wants to get the case over, and they want you to plea bargain. That sounds like a good deal. But they've never sort of discovery either. So you never plea bargain until you get to discovery. You'll never try to say, I'm guilty of something, until I can prove that I'm guilty of something. I'm going to let you show me you have enough evidence to prove something, because if you don't, why am I going to plea bargain? Why am I going to agree when I haven't even seen anything? Just because you're telling me I may do 10 years. Well, let me give you something about plea bargaining. They'll tell you this is a one-shot deal. If you don't take it now, you won't pay. They're not going to offer it later. Excuse me. If you don't take it now, most likely, if you know you're innocent, they don't have any evidence, and you can bet money somebody's going to come back in. It's just going to be a different attorney from the DA's office, because that attorney don't want to look stupid. They was hoping they could intimidate you to agree to plea bargain, but the plea bargain was not based on anything, but hoping that you will agree to make their record look good, that you'll say, I'll take 2 years over a possible 10-year sentence, but you wasn't involved with it, to take 3 days. You see, I'm going to give you a perfect example of what people don't really understand. I mean, it's very important. Let's say you're found not guilty. Let's say that they're trying to say you were guilty of something, but what they're trying to say that you were guilty of had nothing to do with you.
But it didn't matter. To get this over with, what they want you to do is plea bargain. You don't plea bargain. Well, they say, okay, we'll offer you time served. Now, understand what they're saying to you. You're agreeing to time served, but you didn't catch on. Once you plead guilty to time served, you're guilty. There's no changes. There's no, well, maybe or we could discuss this. You are guilty. It's just that simple. You pleaded guilty. You didn't do anything else. You pleaded guilty. You made sure that someone else thought that, hey, they were innocent. They didn't. You pleaded guilty. You said, I am guilty. Why are these things not something that people understand? Why is it that we keep on thinking that it means something when in all truth and honesty it don't? Once you plead guilty, you have admitted you did something even though you didn't do it. Keep that in mind. You have admitted you did something even though you did not do it. But you did admit to it. You have pleaded guilty because whatever reason. But it doesn't matter what the reasons are. You pleaded guilty. You admitted that something occurred that whether you did it or didn't do it, you admitted to it. Now later on you find out they're trying to use you and they're trying to make you do a whole bunch of things. It doesn't matter. They made you plead. The plead simply means I committed the crime. I'm admitting that I committed the crime. It doesn't matter how much you think that you shouldn't have had to do it. That's not fair. The moment you said, I will agree to that plea bargain, you're guilty. Time served is not like, well, you did your time, we admit that you're not guilty, but we're saying time served so you can be. Oh, no. You're pleading guilty. If you later on decided you wanted to sue, you can. You admitted that you were guilty of something. It didn't matter what it was. You were found guilty because you did not understand what was going on. You did not try to understand what was going on. You decided that they convinced you because you wanted to hurry up and get out. Hey, most of the times on issues like time served, you're most likely to be released on ROR. So it's better to wait and see what the judge says. But the point here is everybody is scared. And that's what the system is about, scaring you, making you realize without a doubt, plead to something so we can let you go. Admit you was guilty even though you wasn't, so we can let you go. That's all a lie. But it's a lie that a lot of people believe and been living for years. They have been guilty of a lot of things, but not of committing that crime. But because they thought by pleading I can get out, they do that. They plead to something they did not do, and the courts accept that plea. But you had also admitted you were guilty of something you did not do. You admitted that it's your fault and that you have to plead. But here's the cute part. Once you plead like that, it actually works against you. Once you plead like that, if you happen to get arrested, well, I'm going to say arrested, you happen to get a summons, and they happen to see that you was guilty recently,
of whatever charge you admitted to, instead of them saying, you know what, here's a summons or DAT, they're going to say, now we got to send you through the system. You was found guilty before or something. And now all of a sudden, you're going through the system again because you pleaded to something, thinking that it would be easier to get out. Please keep in mind, these laws, these procedures are not there to look out for your best interest, because if they did, you would never plead. You would let it go, let them deal with you in jail, and deal with that as it is. No more, no less. You won't argue with anybody. You will understand what's going on, period. No arguments, no complaints. Just getting things done the way they you thought it should be done. Please, keep in mind, the system does not work to our best advantage. The system does not always look out for our best issues. The system is about sometimes retaliation. And if we don't learn to work together, we won't be able to stop the retaliation. Okay? Because people don't know what to do. People don't understand how to make it work. And easier than what we believe, people don't understand what's the next step. People are looking at what we should understand. People are wondering how to deal with things. People are looking at what they've never looked at before. What is it that we're looking forward to? What is it that we're wondering about? Well, first thing, let's understand something. Your life is based on what you don't understand. Most people, and when I say most, I'm talking about over 90% of the people do not ask questions because they don't want to look foolish. They don't want to look stupid. They don't want to look like, well, you know, this should not have happened. Please, the issue that we're saying right now is how do we deal with these issues? Well, we're going to deal with them one step at a time. We're going to make issues happen that never happened before. And the reason we're going to make these issues happen, even though they never happened before, because we never had a talk show that was about providing solutions. We never had a talk show that was really about dealing with the issues the way no one dealt with them before. Most people will tell you without a doubt, this is what we need to do. Well, I'm going to tell you even one step better. This is our chance to make a change. Do we want to make that change? 2 hours, you got to forgive me sometimes, but for 2 hours of constantly speaking, I do sit down and have to quench my throat every so often just to get things right. But now later, if we can start getting the show to really be one of the top things out there, we'll now be able to guarantee that we can get commercials. And then during that time, I can quench my throat and nobody will know it. But everybody, please keep in mind, what can we do to help you? Or what can we do to help each other? Because, see, I'm going to make it clear. We're not here to help you. The reason we're not here to help you is because the moment we help you, we hurt ourselves. Because it's not a collective issue. It's about what we can do to help you. But there's no guarantee that once we do that, you're going to be available to look out for our well-being as well. We don't see that. We don't feel that you will. We do feel that this is an issue that needs to be dealt with. We do feel that things can be done that were not done before. We do feel that you are in a position to make something happen. Whatever you make happen, it's got to look out for all of our well-being.
It's got to make people understand what is it that we're dealing with right now and how do we go about making it work? How do we go about getting people to do something that was never done before? How do we get people to understand there's something happening? And what is happening? Well, that concerns us. What is happening? What is it that we're looking for? What is it that we think we should do? What is it about? How do we go about making a change that will change everything that we thought we knew about? Please, there is a problem. There's going to always be a problem. It is not that we can change it. We can't. We're just not doing the right things to change it. We're waiting for somebody else, and that's got to stop. We got to learn to look out for each other, and we will never accomplish anything. People can say things to you, but it doesn't mean they're there to help you. People can try to convince you, but what are they convincing you to do? Do what they want, nothing more, nothing less. No big arguments. It's not an argument. It's not even a point. It's just something that people do not realize and don't want to. People think that as long as I can convince you of what I'm doing, hey, you'll listen to me. Well, I'm not going to try to convince you of that. I'm going to convince you of one thing. You will always have your nightmares until we learn how to come together and fight to turn them back into a dream, into a goal. Because those nightmares is what's in your head. We can't change that until we show you and ourselves what we can do that's going to make a major difference in our lives. If we don't do that, then you're right. There's nothing going to happen. We've done everything that was useless. We've done everything that had no point of view. We did everything that we now can understand will not be beneficial. Beneficial means what can we do to help one another achieve something. Not what can I do to surpass you. Because as long as I work to surpass you, I'm not trying to help you. I'm trying to make it look like I'm doing something, but it's not to your benefit. And it definitely is not to mine. Okay? It is not to get people to fully understand how do we deal with these issues. And that's what we don't fully comprehend. How do we deal with these issues? Okay? How do we make people realize who is it and what is it that we're doing? And how to go about getting these things done in a proper manner? You can feel there should be a lot. And there'll be a lot of people that'll probably tell you, you're 100% correct. There should be a lot that should have been accomplished. But it wasn't. It wasn't accomplished because we didn't look forward to making changes. We looked forward to somebody else making those changes. We looked forward to somebody else making the decisions that we should have been making. We looked forward to having people see things that was never there in the first place. In a different word, we were lazy. Not maybe lazy, we were lazy. And the reason we were lazy is because we did not try to look forward to what we could accomplish. How do we change things? Truthfully, we don't. There's nothing to change. And if we believe we can, we're lying to ourselves. We can do something to help try to change something, but we personally cannot change anything. Keep something in mind. Everything that we do is going to be based on how do we deal with things that were never something that we should have dealt with, but something we should always been prepared to move on with. You cannot live in a situation and then try to pretend that that situation is going to change. That's a lie. That situation will never change. We might, but that situation won't, because we're not doing anything to change it. It's like the woman or the man that keeps on saying, I keep on meeting the wrong people. Well, let's understand something. You're arguing you keep on meeting the wrong people, but here's the problem. You keep on going to the wrong places. If you're looking for work, why are you at a strip joint? I mean, think about it. If you're looking for a husband, why are you hanging out at the bars? Do you really think that the person that you're looking for is going to be in those type of facilities and they're going to be something that is positive? Excuse me, but a strip joint means you're trying to screw somebody. A bar basically means if you find the right person, you're going to try to screw them. But what are you saying about what should we do? What are you saying about what is happening? And you want to know the fact. You're not saying anything. Everybody will look at you for the same reason. You are not using your intelligence. You are having to let things happen that should not be happening. You're making a big mistake. You're actually looking at what should have occurred here. You're not making sense because there's no sense to make. How do you help people and you don't understand what's going on? Please. I'm looking for people to understand your change in life. What happens when it's our change? Not my change, not your change, our change. What is it that we're trying to accomplish? Well, we need to become economically independent, but as a community. That means we need to work together and we can establish our own economics. But everybody keeps on thinking, well, hey, what am I going to get out of it? A chance. That's all. If you don't understand that, you're right. There's nothing we can say to you that's going to convince you to do something else. You will only do that when you understand your chances are limited. Your chances is only what you will allow. And what is it you're going to allow? How do you go about making people do what is right? Well, the issue now is, how do we make steps happen? Easiest thing. Trying to make people realize where we're at and how can we come together to make a change? How do we get people to realize how and what it is we're missing? And what we're missing is that we're not thinking. What is it we're not thinking about? Well, let's establish the first thing. What is the problem? What is going on? How do we keep these things happening without trying to make changes? How do we allow things to happen that doesn't make any sense? How do we look at the wrong situation and it's still saying the wrong things? This is not what we should be doing. We should be knowing where are we at and what is happening from where we're at. I'm not going to blame anybody, and I'm trying to convince us that where we're at is we get lackadaisical, we lay back. The word lackadaisical means to be lazy, to not do what we should be doing. And then we want somebody to do something for us when something happened to us. You know, what do I mean by when something happens to us? Well, that's easy. What happens to us is that we lose our apartment. What happens to us is that we don't have the services. What happens to us is we're not doing what we should have been doing. The biggest problem is we're not being honest about it. We're not actually doing the things that might help us to become something. It might help us, but it won't if we're not wise enough to comprehend how to deal with it. You don't tell somebody you don't like what they're doing and thinking that they're going to agree with you. You don't like what they're doing, and you tell them that, accept the fact that they dislike what you said to them. But be prepared to do what you got to do. And when I say be prepared to do what you got to do, understand, there is a certain limited situation that will allow you to be able to make changes. That limitation will not be the same. It's not going to be something where other people's going to make decisions. You're going to have to make your own decisions and understand there's a problem. And the problem is, how can we change this? What do we do to improve what we have? How do we move forward? And how do we move forward? Okay? How do we move forward? And that's the major issue. How do we move forward? What is it that we need? And what is it that we don't have? Okay? My biggest problem is there's a word called gentrification. It is very simple. It's based on people saying to you without a doubt that they're going to destroy a group, whether it's based on race, sex, income, it doesn't matter. But it will fall within a group. That's what's so scary. They're going to allow somebody to pay for that group to be destroyed. They're going to destroy that group only because of one reason. maybe they can use that group to help make them more money. Now, how do I get you to make me more money? By destroying you? By placing you in certain places where you got to understand. And the first thing you got to understand, if I have you in a situation where you owe me or you think you owe me, then I can use you. If I have you in a situation where you have no place to stay, but I get you to believe, even though I can't get you that big apartment you had before, I might be able to put you somewhere privately, you may feel you owe me. If I get you to believe that we're going to do something for you, you may actually feel you owe me. Why do you owe me? Because you actually believe I'm doing something for you. You didn't know that I was responsible for putting you in that situation in the first place. You didn't know that I was the one that set things up so that you would not have anything working for you. You didn't know. So that makes a big difference. Now, the first thing is, okay, too many people don't understand what is going on. And there's even more who doesn't care. Okay? So, what I'm going to start some. What we got to do. Now, the first thing that we have to do is keep our minds open. Be aware of how to deal with things. Make people actually understand what is necessary and how we're going to go about making it really beneficial. Come on, gentlemen. Realize what's going on. Understand how to deal with things. Because if you don't, somebody else will. It is not an issue. It is an issue that should make some sense. Okay? What you're doing is based on what we've never done. They don't want us to feel we can stand any type of a chance. What does any type of a chance mean? Okay. What I'm looking about right now is a chance. And what? Okay. Please. Help me understand whatever is happening and need for everybody to understand. There's not going to be a situation where we are going to make things happen that should never have happened. We're going to make people fully understand who they are and what we need to do. Who are they? Well, there's people who's listening and trying to figure out what to do. There's other people who make mistakes and don't try to make anything happen. Then there's those who will sit down here and complain. Okay? There are people who will keep on complaining.
the complaints will be based on there is a problem. Okay? So, what is going on? I'm trying to get people to understand what to do and what not to do. You want to help yourself. That's smart. That makes sense, and it's going somewhere. You want to argue over what you think may have happened. I don't think you want to accomplish much, but you have the right to try to see what has happened. That makes some sense. I'm not angry, but I am tired. What I'm tired about is why we're not moving forward, and we can. We can very easily move forward. The first thing we have to do is get people to realize what we're moving forward for. I want the word out. I need you to start to spread it out. That people need to watch my show. Call. Ask questions. The number to call so you, anybody can ask questions. Not make statements. Ask questions. And the number is 424-675-8243. That's all. Whatever can be done can make a big difference, but the difference has to be based on how we, not I, not you, not somebody else, how we can make the difference. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to tell somebody they're wrong, and I'm not going to say to you or anybody else, excuse me, what did we do wrong? We did nothing wrong, but we are making mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes is we don't work collectively together. We don't make things happen the way it should. We don't stand up for each other. Perfect example of what I was talking about yesterday. If you see a policeman take somebody to the side, stop and look. If you don't have to go to work right then and there, you got a little tap, stop, look. Because if it happens to you, you may need somebody to look out for you. And if they're going to look out for you, you have to be prepared to look out for them. Okay? One of the things that I'm going to say is how to deal with these issues, how to make these issues important, how to get people to be realistic and understand what is we're going to do to make things happen. If we're not prepared to do that, well, that means that we were foolish. But even more than that, that means that we didn't have the common sense to know what we should have done. Okay? That means that we are naive. That means that we don't know everything that we think we are doing. Please, stop getting people to believe that there's going to be something that's going to happen, and it's not. Whatever we're going to do is not going to be based on someone else's theory. I'm seeing too many people who want us to listen to what they believe we should do.
I mean, just that. They're trying to get us to do what they believe we should do. There's no doubt. There's no confusion. It is a statement of fact. The fact is something that we don't fully comprehend. The fact is what we're not looking forward to. The fact is that other people are dictating to us things they should not be dictating. Now, what is happening? How do we deal with these issues? Everything that we should be dealing with, we're not. Okay? There's issues. The issues are very, very important. These issues should be based on what can we do? What is it? Is what I need to do right now. And one of the things I need to do right now is get people to start to realize I'm not here to hope. I'm not here to wonder. I'm only here to get people to see what we can do collectively. How do we move forward? And what does it take to move forward? I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to look at, and what I'm looking at right now is how can we possibly make a change? I don't know how to right now. I have an understanding of it. But right now, no. Will we get organized? Yes. I want people to realize what I'm saying. So if you want to ask questions, because we're getting down to the time, the number is 424-675-8243. I want you to understand the importance of that number. It is only for people who want to ask questions, but on any specific area. But what we're going to be about is organizing us. This is not about hoping to become the richest man in New York City. It's about developing a show that will provide what no other show is providing today or most likely in the future. And that will be answers, actual solutions that can make a change in each person's life, but also have the support of an organization that can put pressure on politicians, on judges, on anybody, policemen, it don't matter. But we'll do that. Okay? Okay? And about what I'm going to say, if we understand what we're doing, we can understand how to make a change. If we don't understand what we're doing, we're not going to change nothing. There is one thing that I'm looking at. The only thing I can say to you, I will make sure that whatever is necessary will be provided. This organization has been existing approximately
25 years. The organization first went on public access in 1990. I stopped the show in 2008. We're now got to build back our audience. Because, you see, during that time I could speak to people, but it took a while to develop. But after that, there was a lot of people that wanted to talk. We're going to tell you, we're going to give you that opportunity. The catch is, it's not about giving you that opportunity to talk, but to ask questions and be able to get an answer so that you know how to help yourself and what we can do collectively to help us. How to develop and change our economics. It's not going to be done like, oh, well, we'll give you $2,000 tomorrow. That's bull. We got to fight together to try to get the economics. And most likely, it's not going to be money in your pocket. It'll be what we can do to help one another. Okay? Do not believe that I'm telling you, oh, well, we're going to make you rich. I'm not looking to be rich. I'm looking to make us into a position where our children and our family and our grandchildren have a future. That future means that we won't have to count on their education. We don't have to count on their apartments. We don't have to count on their stores. Because we'll be able to, in due time, to develop our own. The economics can help us develop a community. But the first thing that you got to remember is an old saying. Reach one, teach one. What it simply means. If I can reach one person, and I can teach that one person, then they can do the same. Now, if I can teach three people, and if they in due time teach one person at the beginning, that's six people. And if the word keeps, it'll double, 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 double. It's just a matter of time. I'm not interested because I've been doing this for 25 years. It doesn't scare me about time. What bothers me is not time. What is it we are or what is it we are not doing? What is it we're looking to try to accomplish? What is it, excuse me, that we did not do? What is it that we don't fully understand? That bothers me. What is it that we can start doing now that we've never done before? Because I can tell you, now that we have a talk show, that's a lot of things we can do that we've never done before. We can expose more things than we ever thought we could. We can make things happen that never happened to us. We can get people to start realizing we're not asking for them to look out for our better interests, but what is it that we can do collectively towards our interests? What is it that we will do that will provide for our interests? Okay? I'm not going to blame anybody. I'm tired. Because blame doesn't accomplish nothing. You say that they did this. It was their fault. And the first question I'm going to say, that question, the statement I'm going to make, it doesn't matter what they did. It's what we are not doing. And that statement I accept. It does not matter what they did. It's what we are not doing. That's what we have to look forward to. Make the difference, the changes. Get something to work in our advantage. I'm looking at time and I'm seeing that we don't have a lot of time. But my point I'm trying to get people to realize, I can talk about everything, but that's what I feel like. I'm repeating myself. I'm talking because nobody's asking
the questions that we should. We need to get stories from you people who's about a judge and how they're affecting you. We can actually get copies of documents to help use it. How a policeman did a summons, and we want to sit down and investigate that policeman in previous summons. We want to look at people that went to certain agencies like the Coalition for the Homeless or Al Sharpton or any other agency, hoping they could get some help and found out nothing was being provided. Please, we're looking at you, but we're not trying to tell you anything. We're trying to get you to understand something. I'm doing 2 hours Monday through Friday. And guess what? I'm getting better every day. I'm learning. But the first and foremost is I need to be answering your questions. I need to get people to realize that the only problem that you have is what you allow to become a problem. We're going to show you how to treat it as an education. We're going to give you answers so that things in due time can be solved. But here's the cute part. We're not going to just tell you what to do. We're going to back you up. We will be willing to call wherever agencies or whatever and have you on the line. But they don't have to know one or the other. Either we should not say anything until after you speak, or if we speak, we don't let them know that you're on the line. But it does not matter. The issue is, what is it that we should do? Make a change. We're not going to make a change until we understand what is it that we're doing, what is it that we're about, what is it that we're trying to accomplish. And you know what the craziest part is? In your circumstances, the answer will be nothing. Our answer to that is test our waters and see how deep they are. People will tell you we can't do nothing. Well, you know what? As far as our agency is concerned, we've done a lot, but that's not the issue. It was based on what we collectively did. Now, you want to live in New York? That's cool. Do you want to be a slave in New York? That's the next issue, because that's what's going to be happening. I can guarantee you I'm not going to be a slave in New York. But I cannot guarantee how many people will be, because they won't listen. They're looking for somebody to do something for them than to do something with somebody. I'm not going to tell you you're right. I'm not going to tell you wrong. I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that most people do not understand. What is it we deal with right now? What is it that we need to deal with right now? How do we go about making changes? How do we go about making any changes? Changes is based on people working together. You don't have to. We're not going to tell you either. But that's what changes is based on. That's what a lot of things is about. That is what it will always be about. And that's what we got to stop. Because I said so. Because that's what is happening out there. And if you don't realize that you are the next homeless, you'll never realize that you don't have a chance without all of us. It's not going to be about controlling us. It's going to get you to understand that you have to stand up collectively to make things happen collectively. That you don't make decisions, but we can. That it's not about what you think, it's what do we need to do. I'm not going to tell you, oh, I'm the boss, because I don't care about being the boss. I am concerned, though, with one thing. having someone who don't understand, that can be very, very dangerous. A perfect example is the Coalition for the Homeless. The Coalition, when it was under Robert Hayes, he was good. He looked out for the best interest, and he fought to get cases brought in court. Okay? But there were people who seemed to not want to do anything to help him. Perfect example, I don't know if he voluntarily left or what, but I do know Mary Brosnahan came in. Now, Mary Brosnahan was one of those who seemed to have been more so a rich woman whose father had a good position. I would assume that he was on the board from the Coalition for the Homeless, or had contact with people on the board. But the one thing he did not, and we found out from Mary Brosnahan, I've never seen her even talk to a homeless person. I've never seen her do anything that would help a homeless person. But I did know somehow she became the director. While Robert Hayes, who was an individual who was fighting on behalf of the homeless, he was removed. Mary Brosnahan did nothing. There's no record she has of ever helping any homeless people. None. But what bothered me was the fact that they paid her. And the only thing that happened was DHS wound up giving money. I don't know where they got their grants from, but I know DHS was one of the places that provided it. And I think what bothered me the most wasn't the fact that DHS provided the grants. It was that there's no assistance, hardly ever, for the homeless. The homeless was left over their own. They were not given an opportunity to make a change in any way. It was always denied services. They was always lied to. They were always given the impression that it was okay. I got a call from Coalition for the Homeless, and then since we're getting that close, they told me, why am I challenging DHS? That's just their policy. And I had to argue with them. But look, it's near our time, and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to end this like I always do. You have a good night. God bless you. And we're getting near Happy New Year. I got to say before that, no, Happy New Year, and God bless you. Have a happy holiday. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, I thank you. I'm looking to you because there's so much that I've screwed up within my life, and there's so many sins I've made. I truly repent. We have always sinned, and we have all made mistakes. Please, dear God, guide us, enlighten us, help us to do the right thing. Make us aware, help us to look to you. I've made so many mistakes in my life, and I admit it. I'm looking now to make something, not to look for my best interest before ours. Please guide me and help me to do that. Do whatever you see fit. Help us to look around and make things happen that never happened before, because you are the wise and all-powerful. Dear God, whatever you can do, we will all appreciate. I'm not looking for anything that I can achieve, but I am looking for something that we can achieve. Whatever you decide to do, everybody have a good night, and God bless you. God has been good to us, but what I got to say to end this prayer, Thank you, dear God, and all we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell you why now. Mary. You must be shooting out the boat, because I know it's so fast before.
Man, I'm not going to put the sheets on you, but I'm going to tell you why. Because the bugs are crawling up on this. I know the sheets are this here, it's cold. And so we...
What?
Say that again, please.
Not
so we. I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
What is it that you think we should do?
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, I don't want the sheets on the bed right now. No problem. I can deal with that. Oh, I remember that one I know about. The other two were three when I dropped the one under the bed. I didn't see that. No, I'll do it. Hey, why don't you just... hang on, I don't want to say anything. Your short hanger, that comes in handy. You don't need to do it. You know, if you need to do it. You
Yes, I believe that is.
Mary, just leave the chair there, please.
No, I don't want anything
in the room. It is of use. I can at least put my clothes on.
No, you don't take your coat.
Why? Where am I going to lay?
Throw it down.
So why are you putting... No, you're not catching on. I'm trying to show you what you should do. You're not going to listen.
I don't like people sitting on
my
bed.
You know what, man? Why is he making a decision that doesn't make sense?
I don't like people sitting on the bed.
Where am I going to sit at?
That's what I said.
If you're
not good, get
to
the living room.
Voila. And I'm trying to work on the computer. Now, where am I going to do that at?
What's on the
computer? I'll get the computer in front of me.
Put it in your lap.
You know what, man? Why is it that you got all these rules and it don't make sense with those rules?
So why are you sitting there?
Because I'm working on something.
Well, you put the chair down and put the computer on the bed like you're doing. You just sit in the chair.
Man, what is the difference? Now you're bringing up, and you never brought this up before.
Well, the mattress is messed up.
The mattress has got bugs that it had before. Now we're trying to get it. Now, what do you think's going to change it?
I don't know what I'm saying.
You see... My problem is you keep on bringing things up that doesn't make sense. You already told me, Mary, and you don't know how comfortable that may be. Check things out. Whatever, Mary, if you feel that way, I'm not arguing. Do what you want.
What? You
take
this
to sleep? I'll do that in a minute.
What's called oxtails in there? You're right, you put that in. What?
I know.
No, I'm not arguing with you. Do what you want to.
realistically, if you're smart, you stain it, let the oxtails boil, and then after the oxtails is completely cooked, put it in there. William, you got some dishes in the sink when you finish. I did.
neighbor, and that's my neighbor today. And that's going to be a little loud.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Huh?
New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock.
No, it's a little loud now.
Huh?
She said, she just let me know that she had company from out of town. And that was nice. She just wanted me to know. I don't have enough of her door for nothing like that.
No, I'm not with you. I think I know who it's when you're talking about. So you said she.
They might get me this stuff here. I'm going to order this. Call for this. Stopping your clearest vision, no matter how old you are.
Ultimate vision for me. Some eyes do not say this is unusual. I would recommend, though, that you check with somebody.
It's against your blurring vision, brightness of eyes, and the pigment
is real
that in
his eyes. Yeah, but truthfully, like I said, I don't like when I see things like this. And I don't know something about it. A lot of this can be more harmful than beneficial. No, you can find out. How much they charge you for it?
I don't know. I'm going to call and find out.
Oh, yeah. But see, I mean, I've always learned from older patients. I'm not going to hurry up and buy something. Take time to find out if this is real or if they're trying to sell you something. And later on it may hurt you. Excuse me. Mary, let her get a sleep. New Year's is nothing special. Yeah, I know. I heard you. And I said I'll get it later. Mary, you know what? Why are you doing things that don't make... Why did you put it on the table? Because I didn't.
I know. It's taking
stuff
out of the bag. I said I didn't have it on the table.
I said you could have left
it
on the floor.
No, I'm cleaning up the floor.
Mary, you keep on cleaning up everything. That's why I call you a workaholic. But it's the truth.
William.
Yeah, just bring that up. Put that away, please. Right now.
Why are you throwing it back on the floor? You know, when you sit down here and kill those bugs, they have an odor.
Well, have you killed another
bug? No. Well, I'll kill them on your fingers and then smell your fingers.
I didn't smell my finger. I killed nothing. I watched
it. Never mind. You don't catch on. I try to say something to you, you still don't want to catch on.
I'm not saying about that.
What?
You can't have a finger.
Excuse me, Larry, you're stepping on them in the room.
Yeah, I'll be stepping on them
in the room. Never mind. Well, I don't know what it smells like, so we got a problem.
Going on now.
Do you wash the other dishes out?
Okay, I'll watch that for a minute.
How you doing? God bless you, sister.
Well, I'm not angry with you. Did you see me try to cuss you out or anything?
Dad. No, I haven't had fun.
She tried to one time, but she never called right back because I think I was in the bathroom.
I said, hold on a minute. When I think she called, but I believe I was in the bath. Hello?
I'm waiting till you finish. No problem.
I believe she did call. I believe I was in the bathroom at the time. And when she never called back, though, and I was getting so many clients calling in. By the way, I gave you my thing for my talk show, right? Okay. Did you check it out yet? Yes? Because what I'm trying to do is give us an avenue where we can, I'm trying to give us an avenue where we can set things up that is to our best advantage. Go ahead. I don't have the money right now. I've been trying to do that. But I need Lucy to keep in touch with me. Okay? But the point is, when Lucy doesn't reach me whatever time she's trying to call me, I don't get a call back. And I won't call out because I only got 300 minutes on my phone. Now, all my incoming calls is free. I wouldn't care if I get 50,000, but I only got 300 minutes to call out. No, I don't take no calls during the show. I cut the phone off. But now, it's not about any of that. It's just about sitting back and getting some things understood. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Mary, hello, stop. Stop this. You're doing the same thing I keep on telling you should never do. If you want to worry about everybody else, you're not going to accomplish nothing. Can you? If Cindy wants to call me, I don't care, but for what reason? No, I don't. Actually, you know her better than I do. But, I know sometimes Lucy doesn't think. Okay? She lets things happen, and then she's hoping something will make things work for her. It doesn't always work like that. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Hello. One step at a time. Don't try to predict. Don't try to guess. Don't try. Just deal with it as it happens. But do me a favor, though. Stop taking everybody else's problem on your shoulders. You can't have them. You're not one of those people who knows how to. No, but I'm saying, you don't know how to.
No, but do you understand what I'm saying? That's why you can't keep on doing this. You can decide a lot of things in life. Time for you to cut it loose. Let it go. Stop hoping something may happen, and it won't. Do you understand? If you keep this up, you're going to hurt yourself. Nobody else but yourself. Well, can you understand that 100%? Don't hear what I'm saying. Understand without a doubt what I'm saying. You're not doing what you should be doing. You're not making things happen the way it should be happening. You want to argue? That's cool. You don't want to argue? That's cool. But if you want to learn something, stop. Everything that's happening is not to your best benefit. You want it to be to your best benefit? Slow down. You don't.